Researchers now have some clues about the origin of a new strain of AIDS virus discovered in one New York City man. But the information they have still does not tell them whether this virus poses a public health menace. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The New York City man got infected with a strain of HIV that's different from any analyzed so far. Scientists and public health officials are especially worried because the New York City virus is unfazed by nearly all available AIDS drugs. That's why New York City health officials alerted the public to this case in a press conference on February 11th. Now scientists at an AIDS conference in Boston have revealed some new details about the virus. For instance, it grows rapidly in the test tube, in fact, better than most strains of HIV. Dr. David Ho of the Aaron Diamond Research Center in New York says that's unexpected because drug-resistant viruses usually don't grow as fast.
It's simply telling us that this virus is not wimpy. It doesn't say that it's the super virus that has been stated in some of the tabloid newspapers.
One clue to the virus's origin is its type, called X4.
X4 viruses typically come out in people who are at later stages of the disease, and it suggests that this New York City man got his virus from a patient, most likely in the latest stage of HIV infection.
Still unresolved is whether this virus sickens people more quickly. The New York man progressed to severe AIDS in a matter of months. Researchers say that happens in only 7 of every 10,000 AIDS patients. This may reflect something about the New York man's immune system rather than something about the virus. But so far, researchers haven't found genetic markers in his cells that are common to patients with quickly progressing disease. Some scientists and community activists have criticized the decision to sound a public alert about this single case. Dr. Paul Voberding is a San Francisco AIDS specialist.
The danger is that if the public thinks that we are overreacting, I think it's a bit like a crying wolf, if this turns out to not be a case with real public health significance.
David Ho says he stands by the decision to notify public health authorities about the new HIV strain, but he agrees its significance won't be clear until the New York man's sexual contacts have been tested to see if they have the same virus. New York City officials say they're working at top speed to do just that. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.